I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and waters we record the Kata Project upon. I would also like to acknowledge all my gurus, including my culture, my teachers, and my mother, that have given me the knowledge that I have and continue to gain. Namaskaram and welcome to the Kata Project. Today's story is a very exciting one, and we will start the fourth chapter of the Ramayana, the Kishkindha Kandam. A lot happens, and we will meet the most anticipated devotee of Lord Ram very, very soon. Do you know who he is? He is tall, he is so strong, and he has a tail. And he loves Lord Ram the most. Enjoy listening. Prince Ram and Lakshman reached the river Pampa, many hundreds of kilometers away from their home in Ayodhya and even Panchavati. As they walked through the forest near the river, from up in the nearby Rishyamukha hill, a group of vanaras, or monkeys and bears, spotted them. The leader, Sugriva, became worried that someone was here to attack him. He called to his most trusted minister and chief, the mighty Hanuman, and said, "Hanuman, there are two men that are tall and royal, but they are dressed like rishis. I am worried that my brother Vali has sent them to find and attack me." Hanuman looked closely at the two men near the Pampa River and said, "My dear King Sugriva, don't be scared. I will go and find out who they are and will report back to you." But Hanuman was a mighty monkey and he didn't want to reveal who he was immediately. So he changed himself to look like a small Brahmin boy and approached Prince Ram and Lakshman. Hanuman came to the princes and with a smile said, "Namaskaram, who is it that wanders these forests looking so brave and royal, but are dressed so simple? I am suddenly filled with so much happiness seeing you. I am a vanara in the disguise of a Brahmin and my leader has sent me to inquire about you. My king is Sugriva and he lives here because he was chased away from his kingdom by his brother Vali. I am Hanuman, the son of Vayu, the lord of the wind." Prince Ram smiled at Hanuman, who was standing in front of him, and was so glad that Sugriva, who they had been looking for, had sent a messenger to them. Lakshman replied and said, "This is Prince Ram, and I am his brother Lakshman. We are from the kingdom of Ayodhya and have been living in the forest for the last 10 years. The evil king Ravan kidnapped my brother's wife from our home and we were told to search for Sugriva to ask for his friendship and help." Hearing the story, Hanuman promised that he would take the princes to meet his king and he immediately changed back into his form as a mighty monkey and lifted both the princes onto his shoulders and ran up the hill towards Sugriva. Imagine how thrilled Hanuman was to have met the Lord Ram, who he would be forever devoted to. It's like meeting your favorite superhero. You can finally see their powers and imagine being able to be their helper. Wouldn't you love that? Well, that's what Hanuman felt. When Prince Ram and Lakshman reached Sugriva, they were welcomed as friends. And after hearing the story of Sita's kidnapping, Sugriva promised that he would help. In fact, Sugriva called one of his fellow vanaras to bring a small bundle of jewelry that they had found. "Yes," Ram said, "yes, these are my darling Sita's jewels. I am so happy that you have found them." But Sugriva had his own story to tell. "Before I can help you, I need help too. I have been banished from my kingdom in Kishkindha by my brother Vali. In fear of being defeated by him, I am hiding on the Rishyamukha hill. I will tell you the story of how I lost the kingdom." So saying, Sugriva told Prince Ram the story of how he ended up away from his palace. "My older brother Vali is an extremely strong and powerful king of the Vanaras. He made sure that no Rakshasa or any enemy disturbed us because he could fight off anyone with his strength. One day, an Asura called Mayavi challenged my brother to a fight. Vali, who never said no to a fight, began a fierce battle with Mayavi. They fought all the way through Kishkindha and into the forest. I followed them, and sometimes I thought Vali would win, but Mayavi would stay strong and continue fighting. Other times, I was scared that Mayavi would win, but my brother always got up and continued the battle. They went on like this for days. Finally, they entered a cave, and I waited outside hoping that Vali would return soon. After some weeks, there was no sign of my brother, and the worst part was I saw a stream of blood coming from inside the cave. There was no sign of Vali coming out. So I was terrified that Mayavi had won the battle. I didn't want him to escape and then come back to hurt any more of the Vanaras. So I found a huge boulder and closed the entrance of the cave. When I returned to Kishkindha and told everyone the story of what had happened, all the ministers of Kishkindha insisted that I take over the throne. So I took on the role of king, and my wife, Rumai, became the queen. However, I promised Tara, Vali's wife, that their son, Angad, would be the crown prince and future king of Kishkindha. Some months later, I heard a thundering voice from outside the palace, and to my surprise, Vali had returned. But he was so, so angry. He chased me away from Kishkindha, and he didn't even give me a chance to explain why I had closed the entrance of the cave. Vali thought I had closed the cave because I wanted to be king. He chased me away, and fearing that he would hurt me, I ran to the Rishyamukha hill. However, he has kept my wife Rumai with him. I have lost my home and my wife. Sugriva was so sad when he told Prince Ram the entire story. Having heard Sugriva's tale, Ram replied, "Do not worry, my dear friend Sugriva. I will help you return to Kishkindha and take your place as king. Vali, although he is older, is very wrong to take your wife and chase you away." When people get angry, sometimes their mind can get blurry and they can't think straight. So they end up saying or doing things without properly understanding what is right and wrong. Vali didn't think to ask Sugriva what actually happened, and in his anger, chased away his own brother. So Prince Ram came up with a plan. He told Sugriva to challenge Vali to a fight. "And when you and your brother fight, I will be in the forest and defeat Vali with my arrow." Now, Sugriva had just met Prince Ram. How could he trust that Ram was so good with his bow and arrow? Sugriva asked Ram to show him his skills, and at this request, Ram showed him 7 trees in the forest and said, "Sugriva, with this one arrow, I will shoot through all 7 trees." And what do you think happened? There is no one better with a bow and arrow than our Prince Ram, right? Rama released the arrow, and like a flash of lightning, all 7 trees were pierced with a single shot. With that, Sugriva went to Kishkindha to call his brother Vali. "Hey Vali, it is me, Sugriva. Come and fight with me. Whoever wins will be the king. Do you dare?" Remember, the only reason Sugriva was this brave was because he knew Prince Ram was going to protect him. Vali laughed and said, "Brother, do not do this. I will beat you before you can blink." So Sugriva and Vali locked arms in a fight, and they fought and they fought. Who do you think won? Sugriva? Unfortunately, that didn't happen. Soon enough, Vali gave Sugriva such a beating that the younger brother was scared for his life. He called for mercy and ran away. When he saw Prince Ram in the forest nearby, he cried out, "Oh, Prince, I thought you promised to help me. How could you let me be beaten black and blue like this?" Prince Ram apologized quickly and said, "Sugriva, you never told me that Vali looked so much like you. You could be twins. As you were fighting, I couldn't tell who was Vali and who was Sugriva. I was so scared that I would shoot you instead of Vali. Tomorrow, please wear a garland of flowers around your neck, and we will try again." So, even though he was very, very sore and in a lot of pain, Sugriva went back and challenged his brother again. "Haven't you had enough, my brother? Do you want to be defeated once and for all?" said Vali, who still didn't know that Prince Ram was in the forest. So again, the monkeys locked arms in a fight. But this time, Sugriva was wearing a flower garland. Aiming towards Vali, and without mistake, Prince Ram released the arrow. Vali fell as soon as the arrow struck him, and he was defeated. With that, Sugriva was once again made the king of Kishkindha and was reunited with his wife Rumai. After Sugriva took the throne of Kishkindha, the rainy season started and there was no way to send out a search party. So, while Sugriva started getting used to living life like a king, Prince Ram and Lakshman stayed in a cave in the forest and waited. Some weeks passed, and even some months. Sugriva was yet to uphold his promise to Prince Ram to send his army of monkeys to search for Sita. As soon as the rain stopped, it was actually Sugriva's trusty minister, Hanuman, who reminded his king that he still had to keep his promise to Prince Ram. At the same time, Ram also sent Lakshman to find out why Sugriva hadn't kept his promise. And when Lakshman confronted the Vanara king, Sugriva quickly apologized and sent out a message for all the monkeys to assemble. And so they came, in the thousands, in the hundreds of thousands, ready to serve their king Sugriva and help Prince Ram. Where will Sugriva send all these monkeys? They know that Ravan took Sita, but they don't know where. Where in the world do they begin their search? That's what we'll hear next time. Please don't forget to like and share the Katha Project with your friends and family. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and even on Audible. Namaskaram!